Check, check, check. It is your boy Jason Brown, aka JB3, back on the recording. Yo, brought a homegirl through, somebody that's on the move, Hollywood, LA native, man, daughter of a legend in athletics, civil rights, acting. Without further ado, Miss Kim Brown, welcome to Purple Haze Radio, powered by Dash Radio. You are on the Legacy Show. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Jason. Thank you so much for having me.
Get closer to the microphone. I know you get louder than that. Okay, so the Brown situation here, we are not related.
No,
however, we're not. However, her father is a legend in a completely different form and fashion than my grandfather. Her father, Jim Brown, is a football legend. What, your father was a running back?
Yes, he was.
Has, I don't know how many, records with Chicago?
No, it's Cleveland.
Cleveland, with the Browns. Please, let us know what it is that you represent with your father. What was it like being the daughter of Jim Brown? Being in that Hollywood spotlight. I mean, who is Kim Brown?
Well, I can say this.
Get into that microphone. Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. Okay, so being the daughter of Jim Brown was actually an amazing experience. I had a great childhood. It was always fun. You know, he is my foundation. Whatever my dad is, I am basically his twin. So in okay. in character, how we treat people, and things like that. So he actually made me the person that I am today, which I am very, very grateful for him.
Right. And black women need their fathers, black fathers especially, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I definitely do.
And so you grew up with your father your entire life?
Yes, I did, from birth to 18.
There you go. And so you moved out on 18?
Yeah, I did. I left the house.
There you go. I wouldn't expect anything else from you, Kim. After getting to know Kim, I met Kim through
Kimberly.
The other girl's name is Kimberly?
No, my name is Kimberly.
I'm sorry, Kimberly.
Yeah,
I call you Kim. I can't call you Kim?
Yeah, well, I have a sister
Kimberly, that's so long.
I know, Kimberly. But I have a sister by the name of Kim, so we can't get confused now.
Why do you have a sister by the name of Kimberly and your name's Kim?
Exactly. That's why I go by Kimberly.
What was Jim Brown thinking? Or was that mom's idea?
No, actually, it was my father's idea.
So, Kim.
No, it's Kim Kimberly.
Kimberly Kim, what is going on in Kimberly's life nowadays outside of being the daughter of this legend that we still have and we're still blessed to have on earth? My grandfather's passed away, but we still have Jim Brown,
yes,
who's still kicking, who's still having a voice for our people, for our black people, for our athletes.
Yep.
What is it? What else do you do outside of being this legend's daughter?
Currently I'm working on building my brand, you know. I'm currently working on connecting people and bringing people together to help others and to help the world. So that's what I'm currently working on, and I'm just building right now.
Right. So how are you doing that? Do you have a movement, a foundation, or is it like a What are your steps to doing that and connecting people?
Okay, well, actually, currently, I've called all the other daughters of legends to come together.
Uh-huh.
So, just like as my father called all the top black athletes for the 1967 Muhammad Ali Summit, mm-hmm, in Cleveland, I'm now calling all the daughters of legends to come together, put our heads together, put our minds together, and work together to make an impact on this world and to create our own legacies. Because right now, it's time for our fathers to pass the torch on to us. And,
right.
And we're ready.
What is it that you Daughters of Legends will be doing throughout the world, or what is it? Do you have a plan for that?
Yes, we do have a plan, and I cannot tell you that plan because the other Daughters of Legends do not know that plan.
Ah, you're the mastermind, huh?
I am the mastermind. I am producing it. I'm putting it all together. But I can tell you this. Each woman has a cause, something that they are passionate about, something that they love, that they want to see change. And what we're going to do is put it into action. We're going to put in real action to create real change. And whatever we have to do, we're not going to let anybody stop us.
Right.
So if that's going up against people, oh, well, we're ready for battle.
Right. That's that rebellious, strong DNA that we see from your father
fearless, unstoppable.
That tree trunk, the apple does not fall far.
No, it's very, very close.
At
it's
all.
Very, very close. Very, very close.
So, Kim, for those who don't know, Kim is a very beautiful young lady. She has, I don't know if she's taken or not, because all we do is hang out and party. It's strictly business between us, but we're always saying, hey, what you got going on? What I got going on? Kim is a mother. What is it like being a mother in this day and age? And how has life changed? You know, how are your kids? What is it that you have going on with your children, and what kind of things are they involved with?
Well, actually, my motherhood started at a very young age, at 19. So I didn't really get to really have the wild, you know, party time.
You had a son or daughter at 19?
I had my son, who's now 16, Diego Brown. My baby.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Diego. Yes,
you're probably,
what up, Diego?
I don't know if your mom will want you to hear this interview.
No, it's cool. It's all good.
This is for adults. But then again, you know, you LA kids are adults as soon as you pop out. So.
Yeah. So basically, I've been a single mother. I went to, I graduated from Baylor University as a single mother.
Nice.
Yes.
Where's Baylor at? I actually don't know.
Waco, Texas.
Okay. Whoa.
Yes. I spent 3 years there.
I don't know about Texas. I mean, I'm from Georgia as it is, but Texas.
No, you're not even talking about Texas. We're talking about Waco, Texas, okay?
Yeah,
totally different.
Wherever that is.
Yeah.
But I mean, a college town's a college town. You're going to have fun.
No, there was no fun. No, there was no fun. But anyway, what my kids are doing now, my 16-year-old, he's directing. He just completed his movie, which was. Like it was close to like it was like a I forgot the word, but it's like The Runaways. It's called The Runaways. So he did kind of like a, not a spinoff, but what's the other word that you call it?
A mock.
I guess no parody. There you
a
go,
parody. Gotcha.
A parody of The Runaways. So he just completed that. He's working on his second movie. He just started his business, and he's going to high school full time, but he's homeschooled.
That's awesome. So
yes.
you do you teach him?
No, I don't. I can't do that. No.
Oh, you
can't
do that.
I can't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't do that.
You have to hire people out. Is that? Do you think that's the life of the rich and famous? Since you're from LA, it sounds like that's what it is. Because a lot of people from that rich and famous category have chefs. In-house nannies, huge houses. Is that what it's like
for
Kimberly Brown?
I wish. That's where I'm going.
That's where I'm going.
That's where
Absolutely.
I'm going. You know what I mean? But no, he does it all online. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I don't have the patience to be teaching kids everything every day, all that stuff. Nah, I can't do it. That's not what I was built for.
Now, this is just Diego.
And then my daughter, Austin Blue Brown, named her middle name Blue. She was named after my godfather, Melvin Franklin, from The Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
That was his stage name. So she was named Austin Blue Brown. She's an actress model.
Blue with the deep voice?
Yep, Blue with the deep voice. That was my godfather.
Interesting. Keep going.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she's an actress model. So, and she wants to go to the Olympics. So whatever her dream is, I'm going to support and I'm going to encourage both of them.
And what sport?
What sport?
For the Olympics.
Oh, gymnastics.
Mm.
Yeah, so she wants to go to
gymnastics. We're running the game in gymnastics nowadays.
Oh, well, you know what? You know, she definitely can get up there.
Okay.
Definitely. I know she can. I just need to get her in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a single mom. Takes a long time.
Yeah, it does.
To develop, but, you know, you see girls that are 16 at the professional level kicking ass. You know, so you never know.
Oh, no, I think she has the genes. I think she has the brown genes for right. sure. For That's sure.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
She can do anything.
And so does dad go to the gymnastic meets or any of
No, dad doesn't live in the state. So we're good.
Not dad. Granddad. Your dad.
Oh, my dad. Oh, no.
Too busy, huh?
Yeah.
We know how that is, because, you know, I would see my granddad every, like, maybe 3 times out of the year, which is, like, Father's Day, his birthday.
Special holidays.
Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I get that.
No, we see, no, he doesn't really come out too much. You know, we usually...
How old's your father nowadays?
He's 82.
Wow. Yeah, see, my granddad would be 84.
Oh, really?
If he were alive today, he would be 83, 84.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they have to have come across each other's
past
at some point because of the civil rights or the time frame, just
of
their fame in general.
Oh, of course. I've seen pictures, James Brown with Muhammad Ali, and
yes.
I know my dad was really good friends with Muhammad Ali.
Right.
So it was just they probably just had a little close-knit circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all knew each other because, you know, being black men in that day and age, you know, you had to stick together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also have another channel on Dash Radio that I work on, and I DJ on the No Flex Zone talk show, which is powered by Flex Alexander. You know who Flex Alexander is from Flex and Shanice?
Yes, I do.
He was on 101 with Kyla Pratt, that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy. I literally just left him.
Yeah, I met him recently, actually. Recently. Nice. Yeah,
he's out and about. I taught him a few things on DJing. Now he's DJing everywhere.
Oh,
and
really?
That's something that you and I are going to get into.
Oh, yes. You're joining the team.
You're joining my team. Joining your team?
You're joining my team.
I'm teaching you how to DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not teaching me anything.
You're teaching, but you're joining the Daughters of Legends team. Yes, you are.
Joining the Daughters of Legends team. Sure.
Yeah.
I am joining the Daughters of Legends team.
There you go.
And I guess I can't talk about what the Daughters of Legends team is based on, but for those who are listening to the Legacy Show, it's your boy Jason Brown, aka JB3, and I will be a part of the Daughters of Legends thing.
Yes, the movement, definitely. But yes, you are going to be showing me how to DJ, because that's something I definitely want to get into.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm becoming
the Hollywood DJ teacher.
Yes. You're all around Hollywood. You're DJing. I've came to a couple of shows.
Yeah, I got one tomorrow at the Dreams Art Exhibit at 1125 Crenshaw. We just did that show. Kim was here at the studio for that.
Yes, I was.
You were meeting and mingling with some of the artists.
Yes, I was. Yes.
But guess what? It's Kimberly's show right now. I'm sorry, I keep saying Kim.
It's cool.
It's Kimberly's show, everybody. Daughter of Jim Brown. Reality TV show producer.
Yes.
And we're serious about this because it's the Hollywood way of living.
Yep.
That's just one way of making money. I'm sure that Kimberly is versatile. You were telling me about your Powder Puff football or your women's football league that you gave a shot. What's going on with that? I want to hear about you playing some football now.
Okay, well, let me just say this, though. Okay, so, you know, I'm actually out here going after my dreams and seeing what I'm good at, mm-hmm. and testing the waters on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see if, you know, like, if I could play football because I, you know, I grew up.
Whoa. You can play football.
Wait.
You see if you can play. Whoa.
We're starting from the beginning.
We know your ass can play football. Ain't that right, Jimmy? Kimberly Brown can play some football. Is she gonna do the hard work? Is she gonna?
I did put in the hard work. I did put in the hard work.
That's the question.
Look, I hired a private coach. I was out there 6 days a week practicing for 2 weeks. Okay, mm-hmm. And playing with the team. But, you know, I didn't make the team, which was cool because I got other things to do.
So wait. Why didn't you make the team? Let's be honest. If you can be honest about it, there ain't no problem
because I'm not going to make the team next time because the thing is I already proved myself that I could play to myself and that's all that matters. I don't have mm-hmm. to be on a team to know that if I put more work and I put more practice that I could have been as good as my father.
But... you know we want to see you play some damn football.
Well, you
we
know
wanna
what?
See you. We want to see you be the first woman in the NFL.
The first woman in the NFL? Shoot, I think I could do it too. I really
That's
do.
That's what I'm talking about.
I could do it. I definitely could do it, but I would have to put in that work, and that would have to be my
position. What position would you play if you were playing football?
I would want to play like running back. I would want to play my dad's position.
In those shoes, are you fast?
Yeah, I am definitely fast. I used to run track. All right,
so after this, you ran track?
Yeah, I ran track. Yeah, the 100 and the relay. I did the long jump and the high jump, too.
How fast are you? And how tall can you jump?
I don't remember, man. This is back in high school.
Before kids.
Yeah, before kids.
All right, so, you know, I want to see how fast you can run.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to get this.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, though. When I was running track, I was at home with my dad, and I was like, "Dad, I'm faster than you." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh, really? Okay." So he ties up his cleats, and I put on my tennis shoes, and he was like, "All right, we're gonna run around the pool." And yeah,
your dad ran around the pool in his cleats.
That motherfucker fucking smoked me. He smoked me. I mean,
he was like. He's 30 years older than you?
Yeah, I was in high school. He smoked me, so I don't think I'm as fast as my father. I don't know.
What about now?
Now? I'm fast. I don't know. You know, I don't know. My dad's slow now, so I can't, you know, we can't race no more.
Tell him to put on those cleats now.
Oh, no, my dad can't put on no cleats right now. He's 82 years old, man.
82. Give it up to Jim Brown. Man,
If he was in his 60s, like, for sure. Maybe even in his 70s. But 80s, nah, I'm good. He's good.
Excuse me while I take a bong hit. Are you smoking with me?
I want to, but I want to.
No, I don't want to hear it. Earlier, you were like, where's the weed at?
Yeah. I do joints.
Oh, a joint?
Yeah.
Is there a joint over there being smoked? Anybody? No one smoking a joint? No. Caitlin, where's the joints at? No joints? They're all gone? All right, well... we're at Purple Haze Radio, powered by Dash Radio, and we don't have any joints rolled for Kimberly Brown.
No, we don't.
I think that we can, you know what? We got one coming up. This is how we do it at Purple Haze Radio, you know? It's just lying around. We got people that's about it. Yeah. We got people that's on it. You can shout it. We're always rolling up, toking up. Are you a normal smoker, Kim? Do you smoke all the time?
No, I don't smoke all the time.
You don't smoke all the time? Only when you wake up and before you go to sleep and after meals?
No. It's normally at
night. Whoa. Look at what is this from the Shire?
What is that?
Is this from the Shire?
What is that? Let me see that.
No, I thought you didn't smoke. Whoa.
What is that? I'm new to the marijuana. It's only been like 3 years.
Thou art looking at this... joint from Harry Potter that Kimberly, I'm sorry, Caitlin has brought over. Caitlin, have a seat. Join us on Kimberly's quick
interview. That looks like interview. Gandalf's wand.
And it looks like Gandalf's wand. Staff. Step in, Mimi, because we have more people talking.
Gandalf's staff right
here.
Gandalf's staff.
It's like a unicorn.
Put your headphones on, young ladies.
All right.
You are on the Legacy Show. With Kimberly Brown, this is Kimberly Brown's Legacy Show, okay?
Oh, yes.
We're about to get Kimberly Brown high.
Oh, my God.
She
Lord,
says she doesn't smoke, well, but guess
no,
what happens
smoke.
On my show?
I smoke.
Well,
I
no,
smoke
you're about
like
to get
you.
High.
I just don't smoke like you.
Well, you know, that's like a unicorn.
My birthday's 420, so be careful. What
really?
Do you say, Mimi?
Yeah. That's like dope. A unicorn horn, so you should be blessed. And
this is a blessing,
you know,
Kim. That's why you can't
really
turn this down.
Something like I've never seen before.
So, Caitlin. Thank you for presenting this.
Oh, of course.
Sh- shout out your marijuana company. So, even though we're there, hey, listen, guys, on Purple Haze Radio, there's no competition.
Whoa, she's ready to go it's for all, it. She's grabbing at it. You better give her that unicorn.
She wants it. Give her.
There's no competition. It's all about. It's all about.
And take it. I'll tell you what it is after you smoke it.
It's all about good product on this show.
That looks amazing. And I don't smoke weed.
What is this?
That's I'll dope. Tell you what it is. That's
and we only got a few more minutes in Kim's show, but we're getting high on the last thing.
You should see what this looks like. She's got these electric neon nails, and it just looks so sweet.
Yeah, she got those raver nails with those Friday braids.
Mm-hmm. Friday braids. Now, these are Kimberly braids. Nobody got
Kimberly
this look.
Kimberly braids. Well,
I'm an original. I'm an original. Thank you
for Burning Man.
The girl from Friday. No. Burning Man, you're going to Burning Man, Mimi? That's all the way in
I'm
August?
I'm definitely going to Burning Man. I want to do my hair like Bo Derek. Just I got to get your girl, you know?
Yeah.
She's like good. That. Shout out to Barbara.
Barbara, wherever you're at, hopefully you got the Dash Radio app and you're listening to the Purple Haze Radio channel.
So are you gonna let your audience know what's going on with me and Purple Haze Radio?
The secret unveil.
What's going
on? Well, from what Kimberly tells me, everybody, she's getting her own show. It's gonna be hot. It's popping. Yeah. You know how LA people talk, you motherfucker. It's gonna be so cool. Everyone's gonna be on my show.
Yes.
Let us know. What's it gonna
definitely
be about, Kim?
I'm bringing the Daughters of Legends. We're coming to Purple Haze Radio. You'll hear us once a week. And we're gonna just be talking, bringing in guests, keeping you guys informed, giving you some other perspectives and other information that you might not be aware about, know about. So it's gonna be pretty dope. It's gonna be four of us. It's gonna be Makeda Marley, who is Bob Marley's daughter. And
he's got a lot of those.
Yes. Well, he has a lot of sons more.
But and you know what's funny? You know what's funny? It's only the ones that we know about.
No, we know who all the kids are.
You don't. Hey, you don't know about all of them. I mean,
let's not get on James Brown over here.
Well, I can tell you from first experience, you don't know about all of them. Okay,
I can tell you too. You don't know until you really know.
You don't know until you traveled every country and you said, "Hey, are you Jim Brown's kid too?" Your dad might have kids outside of America too. You never know.
Yeah, you see that likeness.
He was
like,
famous as hell.
Well, then don't you think that they would have came after him?
Well, it's in another country, so it doesn't matter.
It don't matter though. Children, but they could like still. They could, especially now, you could still make a stink online. You could say whoever you are.
Who gives a fuck if you're
really
Chinese?
Are a product of that sort of thing. You don't really want to come out. You know.
Well, wait. We had some people. We got Bill Clinton. Yeah. Bill Clinton got a black son out there.
He does. Bill Clinton has a black son, and guess what?
And Bill Clinton keeps denying him, and looks just like.
And guess what? But guess what? He's still paying for him some form of fashion. He's not.
Of course, he's paying.
Yeah, he's paying. But shit, why isn't he in his life?
Yeah. The kid doesn't want him in his life.
You know, it's America.
Well, you know,
that's all we can say.
Show me green.
Well, that's why you said it's important for fathers to be in their children's lives.
It absolutely is, but you know what? It's more important for the father to be in his daughter's life. I'm sorry, fellas.
It is. That's true.
I'm sorry, fellas, but you know what? When our dads, I didn't even hit it yet. Give me here. When our dads do what they gotta do, and they leave us in our mom's possession, they're pretty much saying, "Bro, you're on your own." You know, from then on, and it takes a man. To be a man, it takes a man to raise beautiful women like yourselves and beautiful women to raise beautiful women. I ended up with one woman on the show, but now we have three. Ooh. And that's just how my life is. Like, I start with one and I get two and I get three.
So now you got three that's beautiful children?
I have three beautiful women that I can take to the club. We're probably going, now that we're regulars at the Sunset Marquee, we'll probably end up going there.
Oh, man. Oh. I've gotten caught there a few times. It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Hey, guys, it's coming out now, but guess what? We're not going to air Mimi's Dirty Laundry yet, especially not on Miss Kimberly Brown's show. Miss Kimberly.
Yeah, it's my show. Let's
please.
Get back to
me. I hate to end this, but we've gone around 40 minutes. Let us know what you got going on, where we can find you, Instagram, your social media. And thank you so much for coming on Purple Haze Radio
no problem,
and having
no
your
problem.
Own show. We'll see how good it does with the numbers.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be fire. So you can catch me on Instagram at kimberly.b.brown. And that's me. I'm private. So, you know, just click the follow. I'll accept.
All right. We'll see if she accepts that follow request. Yo, thank you all for listening to...
Oh, wait. Catch me on...
excuse me.
Yeah. Ricky Bell and Amy Correa Bell just dropped their gold remix. I'm in that video. It's a link in my Instagram.
She's a video vixen.
You can go to at Mr. Ricky Bell or at Amy Correa Bell and check that video out. I'm also in the original video as well, the original gold acoustic version. So check me out there as well.
It's Kimberly Brown on The Legacy Show with your boy Jason Brown of No Relation. However, we're connected now. Purple Haze Radio, she'll have her own show. It's called The Daughters of Legends Show. Don't get it twisted. This is The Legacy Show, powered all by Dash Radio. You're listening to the Purple Haze channel, and we out.